We don't intend to preach a long message, but just for a few minutes, as we've already made reference to the passing of time and to how quickly the months, the years pass by. It's a time for us at this anniversary to look back, and that's what we have been doing today. We've been remembering 40 years of how God has blessed in the Free Presbyterian Church. And as we look back over that period of time, surely we have to say that time passes so quickly. There are still some people who remember the days when Dr. Paisley preached the first sermon in Crossguard on St. Patrick's Day in 1951. And yet, while those memories may be fresh in the minds of some people, yet 40 years have passed. A lot of water has gone under the bridge. Many people have passed into eternity. Many whom we knew and loved are no longer with us anymore, reminding us of how quickly the time is going. And I wonder, as a Christian tonight, do you really realize that you do have only one life, as the hymn puts it, and it's only what's done for Jesus will last? I wonder, is your life dedicated to his cause and to the glory of Christ? It's very easy to drift along through life. It's very easy to go from day to day, month to month, and year to year, and just be the very same without our lives living for the glory of the Lord. The Lord has called his people to a warfare, and he has called his people to be witnesses. We have to battle and to fight the good fight, and we have to be witnesses for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We have to battle against the world and against the flesh, and we have to battle against the devil. The Lord issues a warning to us. Even at this time of celebration and rejoicing, it's easy to become at ease in Zion. God would warn us of that. And tonight we would pray that God would give us the heart that is dedicated and consecrated to doing the will of the Lord. The believer has a life that is given to him of God, saved by grace, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, when he considers what God has done for him, in turn, let each one of us give our lives back to the Savior. He has given his life for us. Let us give our lives to him. Let this day be a day of dedication. Let it be a day of surrender. Let it be a day of leaving all upon the altar for God. And as those of us who love the Savior, we'll be able then to say, "My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. For thee all the pleasures of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art thou. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now." Remember Solomon in the book of Ecclesiastes, God's chosen king after David. A man who started out well in his life, but after a while, he succumbed to the temptations of the world, gave way to the flesh, and began to feel and to displease the Lord. And at the end, all he could say, "All is vanity." What a tragedy to come to the end of one's journey on earth. This 40th anniversary year reminds us that that is happening. We're coming to the last mile of the road. Remember, it's only what's done for Jesus will last. Let it not be that it will be said all is vanity. And then if I might, just in closing, say a little word in respect to those who might not yet know the Saviour. Measuring your life against the march of time, against the passing of the years, against the onward going of the stream, something which you have no control over, the stream of life which you cannot stop. Was it Solomon again who said, to everything there is a season, there's a time to be born, and there's a time to die. I wonder, have you thought of your death? Have you thought of where you'll be in eternity? For remember, God has appointed a day. It is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. The day of your death is already appointed by God. The bounds of your life are already set by God. It is the Lord who sets the bounds of the oceans of this world. They go so far, they may be vast, but they go so far. And the Lord has set the bounds of the very oceans of the world. Let me say, He has set the bounds of your life. And He knoweth the day of your death. With the onward march of time, my unsaved friend, tell me, how do you hope to face eternity? Will it not be that you'll consider tonight of where you'll spend eternity? You'll turn from your sin and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior. Time is passing swiftly by. How long have we left? None of us know. It's good to be ready. It's good to be assured that it's well with our soul, as we were singing. You can have that peace which rolls like a river in your heart tonight. Remember, boast not thyself of tomorrow. Tomorrow is eternity hidden from your view. Boast not about it, my friend. For thou knowest not what even one day shall bring forth. Prepare, therefore, to meet your God and seek Him while He is to be found. Christ has died. He has made ready a way. And thank God there's a way to heaven. Jesus is the way. There's no other. And He stands tonight here to save you. And on this great anniversary day, it would be the working of God and the wonder of God's grace that if men and women would seek the Son of God, trust in the Savior, and take Him as their own. My friend, do it tonight. Seek Him now. The day is coming when He'll not be found. May the Lord give grace, even in this service, that men and women will seek Christ. Let us pray.